Chapter 34, Klaatuin.
When cryptic warning dropped out of hyperspace in the Klaatuin system, the Hapen flotilla was just entering planetary orbit. Hara and Fardon offered slightly undisciplined whoops of victory, echoed by other members of the crew back in the main compartment. Dee merely smiled.
Approach in full stealth mode. Keep sensors on them. Be alert for shuttles or other landing craft departing.
Fardon nodded.
Yes, sir.
The Hapen vessels made several orbits of Klaatuin, doubtless communicating with planetary government and other official forces on the surface, while the cryptic warning crept into an orbit trailing theirs. Then Fardon announced,
"Landing craft departing for the flagship!"
He increased the gain on the visual sensors, and Dee could see a saucer-like craft descending from the flotilla's high planetary orbit.
"Track it. Don't follow it. If we end up between it and the flotilla, the flotilla's odds of detecting us are enhanced. Plot a parallel course down."
"Yes, sir."
The cryptic warning broke orbit and descended, its fuselage exterior now imitating color schemes as viewed by observers from a variety of directions. Browns and yellows if viewed from above, sky hues if viewed from below. At a distance of 100 kilometers from the Hapen landing craft, it descended at a rate matching its quarry's. Fardon plotted its most likely destination, by its course and by orbital scans of planet-side activity, to a large encampment in the broad belt of equatorial desert. The landing craft swooped in to a sure and skillful landing. Hara circled the landing site in an approaching spiral, while Fardon, Dee, and the rest of the crew evaluated sensor data. The camp was situated in a depression immediately west of a lengthy ridge formed by foothills that were the first stage of an arid mountain range. The camp itself was circled by defensive batteries and shield projectors, the latter active, all mobile. Optical imagery showed a large number of tents and vehicles. Among the inhabitants were more Klaatuinians than any other species, but dozens of species were represented. The landing craft settled into a sandy area just north of the camp. Elsewhere along the camp's rim was a familiar-looking Corellian YT-1300 light freighter. Dee didn't interfere with Fardon's duties. He personally ran the visual comparison between this craft and a famous one on record. Then he nodded, satisfied.
"The circular transport is the Millennium Falcon. This at least doubles the odds that the Hapen flotilla belongs to the Queen. She's a friend of the Solos."
Hara gave him a brief glance.
"Instructions, sir?"
"Find a landing spot on the eastern ridge, about 2 kilometers from the camp overlook. Maintain full stealth mode. Ground as softly as possible, in case they have seismic sensors. Fardon, bring up known geological facts about this dirt ball. And if relevant, use the sonic countermeasures to simulate tectonic or volcanic activity on the landing so that any noise we make suggests natural activity."